get started. House Bill 1004. Proponents.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Ted Clout, Chair of Operations and Audit on the House side. 1004 comes to you as a result of a lot of work and things we worked out over the summer. It's amended. The way House Bill 1004 is right now, we were having at one point some difficulty getting condition statements. That relation has improved quite a bit, but we still felt that it was necessary to bring 1004 forward, and it has to do with requiring Bureau of Finance and Management, upon request, a condition statement of any fund, any of the federal funds. It's basically what 1004 does. Pretty simple, straightforward bill. Like I said, it is a result of a lot of compromise with the second floor and different things. And it's, I mean, when it went through the House, it was not a lot of discussion. I mean, it's a pretty straightforward bill. With that, I will stand by for questions, Mr. Chairman.
Are there any questions? Senator Apo?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Clout.
Yes.
I read this. The Commissioner of the Bureau of Finance and Management shall report upon request a condition statement for any fund that receives funding from the federal government. So does that mean that funds like the Budget Reserve Fund, he wouldn't have to give us a condition statement?
It's not a federal fund, Senator.
Okay. So in essence, what this says is that any federal fund, any fund that receives federal money, he has to give us a condition statement, but any fund that pertains only to the general fund, they wouldn't have to give us a condition statement. Is that correct?
That's correct.
But have we had any problem with Bureau of Finance getting a condition statement on any fund, whether it receives federal money or not?
Senator Apa, in previous years, we've had problems getting condition statements. We had requested the last year. I've got to commend Commissioner Bureau of Finance that things have went very smooth, and they've been very cooperative, and I do appreciate that.
Well, maybe I'm wrong, but I think it's been the last 3 years that we've been able to access information a little more readily.
I wouldn't go as far as saying three. I might agree on two, but I don't know if I'd say three.
Okay, but we have to admit that there was a different executive in charge and had a different thought on how the process should work. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Not totally.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any other questions? Any other proponents?
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Jason Dilges, Bureau of Finance and Management. I'll sit here as a proponent, although I'm sure you'll all know that we weren't necessarily in favor of this as a piece of legislation. But after working with Representative Clout over the summer and the fall to try and resolve this issue, I think that the bill before you that you have adequately gets at the heart of what he was looking for. Senator Apa had asked about the difference between federal and general funds, and I think 1004 in its original form talked about indirect cost funds, which of course were federally funded. So I think in keeping with that theme, that was the thought process on putting federal funding in 1004. I would say that we've taken pride in the relationship that's been fostered between second and third floor, the legislature, in the last couple of years. The concern that I have is that that bills get passed and put into law that direct my office to do things that aren't productive or efficient for state government. And I think that's what Representative Clout was referencing, and the fact that there was a little bit of difficulty in getting condition statements because the direction before was to all the condition statements in state government, which would obviously be into the thousands of condition statements that would automatically have to be provided if a bill like this actually passed. That's not productive for me and my staff nor any of the other departments in state government. However, upon request, we've been more than willing to provide condition statements to any member of the legislature, regardless of the party. And I anticipate that relationship to continue, at least under my watch, and as long as I'm commissioner of the Bureau of Finance and Management. So from that regard, I think this bill that you have before you is the result of discussion with Representative Clout. I think we came to a understanding that this would serve both parties, and so I guess I would encourage you to look favorably on the bill as you see it in front of you. So thank you.
Are there any questions? Senator Apo.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Commissioner Dilges.
Yes.
If you had to generate condition statements for all the funds, can you give me a number specific?
I can try, Senator Apo. I pulled the information in anticipation of the bill, and we went out onto the accounting system. As of February 22nd, which was just a couple of days ago, there were 6,321 cash centers in the general ledger. There were 2,441 unique company source subfund grant year combinations, 2,143 unique source subfund grant combinations, and 1,653 unique source subfund combinations. So we're talking about literally thousands of potential funds. It's not clear what necessarily would be a fund condition statement, but that's how many examples that we have. We've got 14 departments in state government. To put these all together at one point in time, I'm just throwing numbers out here, but I would guess 5 to 10 FTEs is what it would take initially to get that amount of information compiled. And, you know, the regents might have to speak for themselves, but this would take us a lot of effort up front to comply with this, with having to provide condition statements to all of state government.
But you would, if as this committee is proceeding through their operations and audit and investigating different areas, if we were to come to you and we would start with a specific area, you would have no problem, or would you have a problem providing us with the condition statements that we'd be looking for specific areas and not asking for the entire 6,000 or however many there are?
Mr. Chairman, yes, that would be the case. As 1004, as you see it, states, we would be willing to work with any member of the legislature to put together specific condition statements regarding specific funds or particular areas within particular budget units or departmental budgets. Yes, we would not have a problem doing that.
Any other questions?
Thank you.
Are there any opponents? Opponents? We'll close it to committee discussion. Is there a second?
Mm-hmm. And then we have two cents, the head of each budget section 2.
Mr. Chairman, if I could just clarify, it might read a little bit better on the sentence that Senator Apa added. Instead of the head of each budget unit, just so it reads more in line with 1004, you could insert Commissioner of Bureau of Finance and Management if you so chose. That way you'd have BFM for each case rather than one for one and then the head of each budget unit for the other. Just for continuity's sake.
Sure. Let's say the Commissioner of the Bureau of Finance and Management shall provide condition statements when requested by a legislative committee. Doing this because I don't think that we want to see 8,000 unfinished condition statements, number one.
Mike?
Number two,
I apologize. Number one, I don't think that we want to generate 8,000-9,000 condition statements. And basically, that's what it does. If we press the amendment in the form it was, that's what we're asking for. Condition statements all the time. Every one of them have to be generated. And as we know, that just take more FTEs. I am putting section 1 in, though, of the proposed amendment because it gives a form to follow so that all condition statements will be uniform. As you know, many times as we work through different departments in the appropriations process, they use different forms for showing their budget. And so it creates some confusion. That's the reason for the amendment.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Senator Moore.
Thank you. Senator Apa, when you inserted the language, the head of each budget unit shall provide, etc., when requested by a legislative committee, would you be willing to insert as well as a requested by a legislator or a legislative committee if an individual was doing some research?
I wouldn't have a problem with it, and I don't think Mr. Dilges would either, because
as it reads now, it would only be a legislative committee that could request that information.
Although we'd want to be careful in that a single legislator then could ask for all 6,000 of these at a whim. I think by putting in legislative committee, you're limiting that to a committee of 9 to 10 people and making sure that half of them are in favor of this.
I understand that, Mr. Chairman, but I'm concerned that if an individual legislator wants to do some research, he may not be able to get it. Now, I would suggest that any legislator that requested 9,000 of these reports ought to go down to Yankton and get checked out. But I want to make sure that it is available to a legislator, particularly during the interim, if they're doing some work on a particular issue and would like that information.
I guess maybe if Jason wants to come back up and rebut this, but I would think that it's possible for the Bureau of Finance and Management, if a legislator came to the commissioner's office and said, I'm looking into XYZ, is there some assistance you can give me?
Mr. Chairman and Senator Moore, Senator Gann has a good point, and I agree that under normal circumstances, a legislator wouldn't ask for 8,000 condition statements, but I've seen stranger things happen in the course of a legislative session. People, I'm not naming names or anything like that, but just to put a burr under somebody's saddle, we'll reference a particular statute and say, you have to do this because the law says you have to do this, and it's unproductive work for members of the executive branch to have to comply with that kind of a mandate when it doesn't serve a useful purpose. However, having said that, Senator Gant's point is well taken in that someone other than the individual legislator would have to decide if it's a useful purpose. But I can assure you, like I said before, as long as I'm in my chair that I'm in right now, and a legislator comes to me and asks for a particular condition statement, if they're doing research, you have my word that you'll get a condition statement.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Senator Moore.
Well, and I appreciate that, Jason. And, sometimes we wish we could guarantee that you were going to be around forever, but we don't know that. And that's why we have legislation like this. But I'm still concerned about the fact that we as independent legislators who are elected and represent our constituents, who may from time to time through the course of an interim would not necessarily have access to that condition statement. And it just bothers me that we would want to attempt to withhold it from an individual legislator but not an individual legislative committee. And therefore, I think it's important that we do include that language as well.
Senator Koskinen.
Well, Senator Moore, I go along the lines of what Senator Gant was talking about, is that there have been abuses of calling for information, but I understand what you're saying. But what you're trying to get at is if an individual legislator is trying to get information from one department, then if you could narrow your amendment to a request per session or two requests or some number, but just not a blanket 8,000 requests, if an individual is trying to get some information, specific information, I think you're appropriate, but just to cause a problem, like Senator Gant talked about, concerns me. If you narrow your focus.
Senator Moore?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I full well understand what everybody's saying. But I get tired of working with government when I'm denied access to information sometimes. That serves nobody's purpose very well. And we all know that that's been done from time to time up here. And we all know it infuriates us when it happens. And now we're of the opinion that that's okay. I don't understand why a person would be mad yesterday about not being able to get information and then today say, no, we don't want to make that information available. I don't understand that at all. And I think that it's wrong. If we're not going to be willing to put individual legislator, or at least, at the very least, language similar in nature to a legislative committee or any member of the Government Audit and Operations Committee, if that would give you a greater level of comfort, I would maybe accept that type of language. But I'm not happy with just a legislative committee.
If I could, Mr. Chairman, Senator Moore, perhaps in the vein of Senator Koskinen's remarks, something appropriate might be to the effect that if you'd have to ask for each one in writing, that way they'd have to write 6,000 letters essentially to get all the condition statements. But I guess I see where Senator Moore is going, and I guess I still agree that if it's for a productive purpose, I don't have a problem giving the information, computing the information, having my staff work up the information. But if it is a blanket approach, then it does put me in a difficult position, and it's difficult for me to be able to comply with those requests. And I guess I would feel a little bit differently, and I think you would probably have me more to task if if over the last 2.5 sessions, this administration had been unwilling to work with the legislative branch from either party with respect to getting information. But we've tried to be as upfront and forthcoming with as much information as we possibly can. As a matter of fact, legislators on the Appropriations Committee specifically have asked for over 20 condition statements this legislative session from us, and other than taking a day or two to compile the information, I think we've abided by that request and given that information out. So I just want you all to understand that we're talking about putting in law something that's already being done voluntarily today. Thank you.
Senator Moore. If I may, Mr. Chairman. Senator Moore, how would you feel if instead of amending that to a legislator, or somehow a legislator would go through a committee chair? And I'm sure that if I would if an individual legislator was to call Commissioner Dilges up and say I want a fund statement on such and such, I'm sure he'd get it without going through committee chair. But if somebody tries to, like he said, put a burr under his saddle, at least that would allow him to refer him to the committee chair.
Senator Moore.
Thank you. That does give me a degree of comfort. I would consider that a friendly amendment, if you so choose to put that on there.
We have a motion a second on the floor, right?
To your initial amendment.
To my initial amendment.
To Ape, okay. To Senator Apa's, there was a second. Didn't Senator Koskinen second it? No, there wasn't a second, Senator Moore's. But if you want to...
Okay. Would you... Okay. 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 I don't think I can amend my amendment, though.
Sure, you can make the motion to amend.
We can vote on the amendment, too.
Okay, the head of each budget unit shall provide condition statements when requested by a legislative committee or legislative committee chairman.
The commissioner of...
The commissioner,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so
before we accept the amendment, Mr. Chairman, may we... have the amendment read back to us.
After line 7 on page 1, insert, the commissioner of the Bureau of Finance and Management shall provide condition statements when requested by a legislative committee or a legislative committee chair. And then insert section 1, which will now be section 2 after that. And delete sections 2, 3, and 4 of the 1004 HB amendment.
Any other questions or discussion on that? All right, so we'll vote on the amendment to the amendment of the amendment. Secretary will call the roll. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Or amendment carries. Now we'll be voting on the amendment to the main motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. Motion carries. Amendment carries. Now we're on the main motion as amended. Any further discussion? Secretary.
It's going to take a few passes because it was a substitute motion, so I believe you pass.
Any discussion? Secretary will call the roll.
Apa?
Aye.
Early? Moore?
Aye.
Koskinen?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
Four ayes, one excused.
Motion carries.